Okay, we're starting Halacha Tezayin, the last Halacha in this Siman. The Rosh Hashanah will do after the Siman Reish Beis. And it says like this, Shachach lo hitto kli mi'er Shabbos or mi'er Yontif. A person didn't do Tefillas Kelim before Shabbos or Yontif. And the Mechaber is assuming that you can't do Tefillas Kelim on Shabbos or Yontif. That's what we're going to talk about soon. So you can't do it. So what should you do is, Nenu lovi kechavim de matana. You should give the kli to a guy as a present, so now it belongs to him, and if it belongs to the guy, it's not chayav tefillas kelim, but achakach yishalenu mimenu, and then you could borrow it back from the guy, but you'd be able to use it, because we had a halacha a few halachas ago, that if you borrow a kli from a guy, it's not chayav tefillas kelim, so the kli now belongs to the guy, you just for temporarily, for a couple of days, you give it to him, borrow it back from him, and then you could use it, because it's a guy's kli, doesn't need tefillas kelim. Okay. And the Rama says, "V'chein yaseh afil b'chol." You could do the same thing during the weekdays, not just on Shabbos. You have the makom she'ein le'mikvah. If a person's in a place that there's no mikvah and he wants to use his kli, he has no way to. He has nothing to do. He doesn't have a mikvah, so he gives it to a guy and then borrow it back from him, and then the kli doesn't need to. And then the Rama adds in a few words at the end, which we talked about a different time. If you use a kli without doing tefillas kelim, then le'nesser mashir shtamish boy. The food does not become treif, and you should still do tefillas kelim. You shouldn't think that once you did it for a while, you know, you used it already. It's not true. You should still have tefillas kelim, and the food was not made treif, but you missed out on your mitzvah so far. Okay, so what we're going to talk about is the underlying assumption here in the Mechaber, and the Mechaber, the underlying assumption is that you can't do tefillas kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore the person's in this situation. What do I do now that I couldn't do Tefillas Kelim? What should I do? I want to use the Kli on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay. Mir Shashem, next time we're going to talk about the actual eights that he gives of how to use the Kli without Tefillas Kelim. That's Mir Shashem connects. Now we're talking about the Shabbos and Yom Tov angle of it, of that the person could enact Tefillas Kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay. So the Gemara doesn't speak it out whether a person is allowed to do Tefillas Kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Our kind of Tefillas, what we call Tefillas Kelim. When you're allowed to do Shabbos Yom Tov, the Gemara does talk about whether if a kli is tummy, whether you're allowed to be tummy with that kli on Shabbos to make it not tummy anymore. Okay, well, what I call this tila from tuma, that the Gemara does talk about. Okay, and the Gemara says four reasons. The Gemara says four reasons why, four different sheets as to why you're not allowed to do tummy with something to make it a kli to make it not tummy anymore. Okay, the first reason is Rava's reason, Shemi Avirena, that. if Chazal wouldn't let you do tefillah, because if you do tefillah, you might end up carrying it to the mikvah, and therefore they ask it tefillah. So the Gemara says, even though on Yom Tov you're allowed to carry, the Torah of Nefesh you're allowed to carry, so you'd be allowed to carry it to the mikvah. The Gemara says, no, Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same, so you're not allowed to tefillah on Yom Tov either. Shem Yavrin, maybe you'll carry it to the mikvah. Okay, that's Rabbi's reasons. Next, Rabbi Yosef. Okay, Rabbi Yosef says the issue is because of schita, that when you do tefillas kelim, when you do tefillah for tumah, so it could be a piece of cloth. And when you stick it into the mikvah, you're tired of the thing, but then you might do schita. When you pull it out, you're going to wring it out. That would be schita. So therefore, there's an isser. You can't do tefillah for tumah on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of schita. The Gemara says, even though there's no schita on metal kelim, even so, they're included also. Okay, there's no. Let's say you have to table a spoon because it became tameh. That's also also mishum schita according to Rabbi Yosef. Okay, third reason, Rabbi, Shem Yishah. That maybe if the person knows that he can do tefillah from tumah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he'll wait until Shabbos and Yom Tov to do it, and he might end up using the kli for taharas in the middle. If he's waiting, if he doesn't tefillah right away, he might end up using for taharas in the middle, and therefore you sign a base. Okay.
No.
Okay. Something else. Okay, so the maybe he'll end up using for taharas in the way, and therefore Chazal said don't do it on Shabbos Yom Tov. And the last is Rava, who says it's Nerek Misaki, which is to say is that until you title it, you weren't allowed to use this kli for taharas. Now you were allowed to, so it has a certain appearance as if you did it, as if you were fixed the kli, because you used the kli not be able to use for taharas, and now you could use it for taharas. So Rava says that's the reason. Okay, so we have four reasons the Gemara gives, four different reasons why. You're not allowed to tell things from tumah on Shabbos Yom Tov. Okay, so of those four reasons, the Gemara is not talking about tefillas kelim, our tefillas kelim, talking about tefillas from tumah v'taharas. So, which of those reasons apply to tefillas kelim, our kind of tefillas kelim, like a kli that you buy from a guy? So, Rishonim say like this: Okay, the first and the last reasons, Rava and Rava, apply to Tfilas Kehillim. Shem Yavrena, okay, the same thing, Shem Yavrena, and Nirukim Misakim both apply to Tfilas, what we call Tfilas Kehillim. But the other two, the two middle reasons, Shechit and Shema Yishit, do not apply to Tfilas Kehillim. So now, I'm about to explain that. Give me a second, I'm going to explain that. I'm going to explain. So the explanation is like this. What I'm about to tell you comes from the Bir Halacha. He says like this. I told you the issue of schita really, of course, only would apply to cloth, to things that are made from cloth. But the Gemara says it even applies to solid kelim, but there's no possible schita because once they asered tila mutuma, because of schita, they asered it for all kelim also. But by tila's kelim, where there's no such thing as a kli that needs tila's kelim that is made of cloth, there's no such kli that needs tila's kelim that you could possibly do schita on. So then there would be no issue to do tila's kelim for kelim because of the reason of schita. Okay, and the reason of rabbi or shem yishe. So there, the problem is that the person might use it for taharas. The issur drabanan to use something before tilas kelim. The issur to use something before tilas kelim was only issur drabanan. Since it's only issur drabanan, they wouldn't say don't do tilas kelim because you might by mistake end up using the kli before you do the tilas kelim, because that would only be issur drabanan itself. So it's sort of like a zero. So there would be no issur of shema yisha, which is your yisha, and you use it in the wrong way. It's not such a big deal. So what, you're using it in the wrong way? It would only be issur drabanan anyhow. So therefore, they wouldn't answer shema. You'll end up. Okay, those two things I just told you. Those are Beralach and Arachai. Okay, so it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Which of the reasons is we passing like? Okay, of these four reasons. Okay, the Rif and the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Bibi, the two middle reasons, and they therefore hold that you're allowed to do Tfilas Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the Yosef brings those. That's the Rif and the Rush passing like that. I'm sorry, the Rif and the Rambam passing like that, as opposed to the Rush. The Rosh and the Rosh were passing like Rava and Rava, that the issur is because of Shem Yavrena or Nirukim Misakin, and the Mela they say it's usher to do Tfilas Kehillim on Shabbos Yom.
Okay. I happen to know why the Rosh and the Rambam were passing like
I don't remember. Why they passed them this way and that way, I don't remember. One thing I do remember, which I'm about to tell you, which is like this. One of the Rosh's Rayas, that the reason is because of Shem Yavrenu, is because he says, don't you know? He says there's a mission that says that you're not allowed to blow shofar and take lula and lay megillah on Shabbos. Chacham asked it Shem Yavrenu. Okay, he says. So doesn't everybody hold it? That's the issue. The reason because Shem Yavrenu. So the reason is because everyone holds that reason of Shem Yavrenu, and the Mela, for here also the reason is going to be Shem Yavrenu. You see, we see from those dinim that's a real concern Chazal had, that Shem Yavrenu Dal Hamas, and you'll carry it on Shabbos. So the Rosh says that's a raya. That's one of his rayas, that the real reason here is of Fatila Fatuma is because of Shem Yavrenu, and the Mela Fatila's came also. Okay, that's one of the Rosh's rayas. Okay, so what will the others say to that? What are the other Rishonim say? And the truth is, what is Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Bibi and Rabbi going to say to that? I mean, it's they didn't blow shofar on Shabbos, so what are they going to say? Don't they hold that such a thing of Shem Yavrena? Okay, so I thought the answer might be like this.
Shem Yavrena is the one who is a chiv on that specific day.
What do you think?
Someone is a chiv that specific day, so we're concerned you may do it.
Okay.
You're pushing you to do it.
And therefore what? Why is that? I thought a variation of that. You could say it that way. I'll take that.
I think there's a Gemara page of yes, because it agrees with Ra. It says I'm a different Shana Rabba. Hashem Rabbeinu. Hashem Rabbeinu. Whether Megillah talks about it, working like Megillah on Shabbos, and Rabbi Hashem Rabbeinu, or yes, or something else.
Really? Okay. So maybe you may have that. Maybe another answer. Okay. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah explains this din of Shem Yavrena, and lo and behold, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says this din of Shem Yavrena for Shofar and Lulav and Megillah, it's Rava speaking also, okay? It's Rava speaking also. Amar Rava, Hakochiyam B'tkiyah Shofar V'en Hakol B'tkiyah Shofar. Everyone's mechuy to do this mitzvah. Gzera, maybe a walk, it's a Bokhi Lumav, Gavrena Dalar Amsar Shosaravim. V'hain time to Lulav, V'hain time to Megillah. Okay, so Rabbis, who said Shem Yavrena by us, is the same one over there who said that the Shem Yavrena, but here he has a lot more to say. Okay, look at this whole explanation he gives. What?
That's the reason.
Right, so seems it is that over here, it's a thing that takes skill. Okay, blowing shofar or knowing what is the kasha lulav or knowing how to lay in the Megillah is something that takes a skill. And it only happens every once in a while. It's not something people do all the time. And the Mela, there's a concern the guy might carry it Birshas Rav. As opposed to Tefillah from Tumah, it doesn't happen. It happens all the time. And the people who care about Taurus, they do it all the time. Because it's not something that you say, it doesn't take any great skill to dunk something into the mikveh. I mean, I've been talking about it, but I don't know how many times already. But okay, but it doesn't take so much skill. And if you do it all the time, if you're a person who has Taurus in their house, you do it all the time. So in this case, in our case, there's reason to think that maybe there shouldn't be an Issa Shem Yavrenu. It's not such a big concern. Why? Wow, he's going to have to go to a bucky. He's going to have to not know how to do it. It's not a big deal. As opposed to over here, everyone agrees. That's what I thought. That here, everyone agrees that there's an Issa that concerns Shem Yavrenu, but not in...
So I can also maybe, which part maybe it's...
There are two differences. One is... Tefillah can't happen all the time. For your person who does Taurus, it doesn't happen once a year that you blow a shofar. It happens all the time. A person who has Taurus in the house does it all the time. And it's a little bit less of a skill than blowing shofar. You have to know what you do. Like Rabbi says, and how called the kibbutz
kibbutz shofar. It's not a big skill.
What did you say? So I thought that Tefillah luluf didn't mean you didn't know how to shake the luluf. It meant was you didn't know if your luluf was kosher. That's what I had. The Gemara doesn't say it. I didn't know what it was. I thought that, what do you go to the bucky for? You go to the bucky to know how to shake?
I knew.
Oh, I thought the reason is because you didn't know if it's kosher. I wonder if my essay is kosher. We don't know about it. Okay. So
No. Vela, I think it's not that complicated.
Right.
Less exager.
Okay. I thought there's a Tosis in Megillah that I thought was a writer's also. Oh, a continuation of what I'm thinking, which is Tosis in Megillah, he has a question about two other things. Why don't we say exager? Why don't we make exager? Shem Yavrenu. Okay? And Tosfos says, for these two things, for two opposite reasons, two exactly opposite reasons why there's no Shem Yavrenu. Okay? Tosfos says, So Tosfos says two opposite reasons. He says, the reason why you're allowed to make a bris milah on Shabbos, we don't say Shem Yavrenu, is because, Tosfos says, everybody knows that it's dangerous to do a bris milah. You don't just, this is, you know, you gotta know what you're doing. You don't just start cutting someone's body without knowing what you're doing. So people, there's no chash that a guy's Shem Yavrenu. You can go find the, say, couple, you can teach me how to do this. You know, I have to do a bris milah. No one's gonna do that. You don't have to be chashash for that. And the opposite, Tosfos says, that the reason why we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur, even if it's Shabbos, even though we haven't yet made Havdalah, and we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. So he says the opposite. He says there's no Shem Yavrenu. He says, I'm sorry, I take that back. Even if it's not Shabbos, even on a regular Yom Kippur, he says it's because it's really easy to blow one sound. Big deal. You just make one sound. Just make one sound. Anybody can do that. So there's no need. No chasham is going to chacham. Okay, so those are opposite reasons. One is such chachma that no one would ever do without knowing what he was doing, and the other is it's so easy that no one would bothered to go to Chacham. Again, both of them are focusing on the point that there's only a Shem Yavrenu when we're talking about something with a special skill involved. Okay, so by these three, by Lulav, Megillah, and Shofar, there's some kind of special skill. By Mila, the skill is so ridiculously hard, nobody would ever do it. And by Shofar on Yom Kippur, it's so easy that nobody would do it. Okay, let's go on. Okay, so in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos. That what?
The Shabbos was not to do their own sounds meal.
Is that the Shabbos?
Yes, that's supposed to be Shabbos.
That's the Shabbos. But what would you do if you don't have to meal?
Yeah.
What? Learn how? Is that what he said?
No.
No, he didn't say that. He said, Mitzvah by Yerushim and
Bishluchai. No, no, he also said, it doesn't
help. Doesn't help. So what are you supposed to do?
So I can't do
it. Okay.
No, I can't do the meal again. His father doesn't do it, someone else does it, right? Every time.
You mean because you're stam, Shakaka can't do it, so you go to Bezin, and Bezin does it. Okay? It's not Shlichas, it's just Bezin does a separate mitzvah. Just, okay? I don't. Okay. So the Mechaber in Or Chaim, in Hilchos Shabbos, says both days, but he says it in a way that, like I said to you before, and like, you know, the Mechaber in Hilchos Shabbos, says it in a way that Masha, that you're allowed to do Tefillah Kiyam on Shabbos. He says, the Iker Sheet is that you are allowed to do Tefillah Kiyam on Shabbos. He says, but Yerush Shemayim...
Yeah,
what?
What was
it? I don't have the words in front of me. No, you can look it up if you want. It's in Shin Chav Gimel Halav Zayin. But Yerush Shemayim should not do it. He says, Yerush Shemayim should be choshesh for the other Sheetahs for Shonim, other Sheetahs in the Gemara. And what they should do is, they should give it to a guy. Okay, which is what he says over here, that you should give it to a guy. We're going to talk a little bit about the giving to the guy in a second, and then more really next time. Next time we're going to talk about the Tzvios Kalim aspect of it. Today we're focusing on the Hilchos Shabbos aspect of it. Okay, that's what the Machaber says. The Dakir Moshe says, no, the din is that you're not allowed to do Tzvios Kalim on Shabbos, like the Rosh said, that the din is you're not allowed to do Tzvios Kalim on Shabbos. So the Ramah gives his own idea of what you should do for Tzvios Kalim. I'm going to tell you what his idea is, but his idea is not Halach L'maisel. Okay? And that's like this. The Ramah says what you should do is, if you, the Kli, you have a cup, let's say, that needs Tzvios Kalim. He says, so take the Kli. If you can go to a mikveh in a way that's not nirukimisakin, you could take, let's say you need a drink of water. So you can go to the mikveh, scoop out some water out of it, and you could do it in a way that's not nirukimisakin, has to look like you're trying to do the mitzvah. If you can use the cup in the mikveh in a way that doesn't look like you're trying to do the mitzvah, then you're okay. Because it doesn't nirukimisakin, and lamaisa, you have gotten entitled. There's no iser per se to do the tefillah, it's just because it looks bad. If you do it in a way that doesn't look bad, then that's why, let's say it's dirty, and you want to stick in the mikveh and clean it off in there, so as if that looks like totally natural, doesn't look like you're doing anything strange, so you'll be able to do the tefillah. That's what Ramah says, that's what you should do, and you won't be arguing on the iser of nirukimisakin, because it's not nirukimisakin, because you manage it, okay? So, of course, that Eitz is not halacha l'maaseh for us nowadays, because nobody here in the right mind ever went and took a drink out of the mikvah. I shouldn't say that we could imagine took a drink out of the mikvah or washed the dishes there. Okay, so it's not like it's the kind of thing that you could say it doesn't near kamasaki. Okay, maybe if you had a stream running in your backyard, maybe it could be nearer, like you're just washing your dishes there. But to us, it would be obvious that the person's trying to do the mitzvah tefillas kalim, because why else would he be doing this? And which mishugan would take something to mikvah like that? Okay. So that Eitzah, it's not halacha l'maaseh for us. Okay, but there's just a point to that, which is like this. The Magen Avraham says, the Ramah's Eitzah, that you should do the tefillah in a way that's not nirukh misakin, the Magen Avraham says, but you can't make a bracha. Because if you make the bracha, then you blew it. The whole point is you're supposed to look like you're not doing the mitzvah. If you put on your garfun and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'Kayim B'Chama, Shech, Hashem, B'Sesu, B'Tzvam, Al Tzvios Kelim, you blew it. Obviously, you're doing the mitzvah. Okay? So the Magen Avraham says, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. So it seemed to me, that the Ramah, who paskin, that you're not allowed to do Tzvios Kelim on Shabbos, he would tell you that you could do this Eitzah that you're mevatar on the bracha. You're going to lose out on making the bracha on the mitzvah because you're taken out and do Tzvios Kalim. So the only way to use it is by giving up on the bracha. Okay, so you have no choice. You give up on the bracha in order to use the kli. But the mechaber of the mi'ikar, then you're allowed to use. The mechaber of the mi'ikar, then you're allowed to do Tzvios Kalim. It's a yarish shemayim to be choishes for another shita. Well, the yarish shemayim be choishes for another shita is not going to give up on the bracha. That wouldn't make any sense. Okay, if you want to be machmir and say, don't do Tzvios Kalim on Shabbos, you wouldn't therefore do Tzvios Kalim in a way that loses the bracha. That wouldn't make any sense. Okay, you're being makel in order to be machmer, that wouldn't make any sense. The Ramah who says that you're not allowed to do Tzvios Kalim on Shabbos, so then I can't do Tzvios Kalim, so what should I do? So I mabat on my bracha, but the Mechaber would never say that. Okay, and I thought that was meduik here in the Beis Yosef. Okay, the Beis Yosef says four things. He doesn't say in number 1, 2, 3, 4, but in my mind, this is how he says it. He says, first he says is, you'll have to do Tzvios Kalim on Shabbos. Next, the Beis Yosef says, Yirish Shemayim shouldn't do that. So you should give it to a guy like the Mordechai says. Then he brings, the Rashba says, that you could do what I told you was the Ramah, that you could draw the water out in a way that doesn't, not so obvious. And then he brings the Mordechai who says, you should give it to the guy. Okay? So why, when he said in number 2, he said, Yirish Shemayim should give it to a guy, why didn't he say the Yirish Shemayim should either draw water or give it to a guy? Why did he skip the third one? He says, you're going to see in a minute, I'm going to give you eitzes on how to deal with it. So Yirish Shemayim should do the eitzes. Why would he say the fourth eitzah? Why wouldn't he say the third and the fourth eitzah? It seems like a funny way. Just the reading of it is funny. He says, if you're Yirish Shemayim, don't do tefillah and instead skip to the fourth eitzah. What happened to the third thing? So that's because if you're only doing it as a Yirish Shemayim, you would never do the third one. Okay? Yirish Shemayim would never do the third one to be mevatar on his bracha. That wouldn't make any sense.
Is there a chalik on the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. He doesn't like giving to a guy?
No, he's okay with giving to a guy.
So why does he say to do this then?
Because giving to a guy is not always a practical solution. It's not always practical. You're saying giving to a guy might be a first solution, but the Ramah says, but you have another Eitzah. You could go, if you can't do that, you can go to find a way to get it into the water.
So the Ramah is not being chalik on the Ramah. He's just saying that when the Ramah says that's the Eitzah, he can't make a bracha.
Correct, yeah.
So is that, if you can't make a bracha, so we had this question earlier before, is giving it to a guy better or worse?
Better. In that sense, it's better because you don't. Well,
better or as bad?
No, it's better because
you don't keep it too good.
You do because when you get after Shabbos, you're going to get it back from him. We'll talk
about
that next time.
The bracha,
and you make the bracha. Eventually, you're going to be like the Ramah said over here. You're going to title it eventually. In 2-3 days, you'll be titled, and then
you
make the bracha.
You lose the bracha permanently.
You're gone because you did the Tzilus Kamer. You're not going to do Tzilus Kamer again after Shabbos.
So does the Ramah make that clear? Of course, you should do what the Mechaber says, but if you can't,
I don't remember.
You should really need to make that clear.
I don't remember. I don't remember. Okay, so you're saying if the way the Magen Avraham said, you should know, the Bi'ur Halacha says he's not convinced that the Magen Avraham is right. The Bi'ur Halacha says, I'm not convinced that you shouldn't make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring that. The Mishnah Berurah just says, like the Magen Avraham says, don't make the bracha. In the Bi'ur Halacha, he's not convinced you should make the bracha. It's a question, right? It's a question. So what I'm saying, you're saying the fact that the Ramah didn't say this is only a secondary choice makes it like he has no problems with the bracha. Okay? So the Bi'ur Halacha is not so thrilled with this Magen Avraham. I'm just saying within the Magen Avraham that you're not supposed to make the bracha, that would be a... Okay. Okay. Another part about this. The Gemara says that since the whole issur to do tefillah for tumah on Shabbos is only a drabbanan, it's only us with drabbanan. We saw four reasons why it's us with drabbanan. The Gemara says if a person has a kli that's only tamim mit drabbanan, then they can do tefillah on Shabbos. They can do the tefillah for the tumah on Shabbos because it's only tamim mit drabbanan, so you're allowed to do the tefillah on Shabbos also. So Taz says it's an imkain that. By drabbanos, it doesn't apply. So he says, so if I have a kli that's glass, I should be allowed to do tefillas kalim on Shabbos. Because the iser, the chi tefillas kalim altogether is a drabbanon. So just like the Gemara said, tefillah for tumah, when the tumah is only drabbanon, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Also, tefillas kalim, when it's only chi and the drabbanon, you should be allowed to do it on Shabbos. Also, that's what Taz says. And the Magen Avraham says that he disagrees. The Magen Avraham says it's not exactly the same. He says that by tefillah for tumah, the kli is really a usable kli. It's just tummy. You can use it. You can use it for things that are tummy. You can use it for food that's tummy. There's things you can do with this clay. So the nir, he focuses on the nir kamsaka. The nir kamsaka is not so bad. So it's only two of the rabbanon. And the nir kamsaka is not such a big deal, and you could tevel on Shabbos. But if the clay was not tevel with tefillas kalim, you can't use the clay at all. So then the Magen Avraham says there even if it's rabbanon, you can't do it. The Mishnah Berurah passes that way that even if the clay is made of glass, you can't do tefillas kalim on Shabbos, according to the Ramah. You can't do tefillas kalim on Shabbos. Okay, let's do two other parts that are sort of indirectly. Okay, the first is, the Mechaber said...
Does anyone say that it's Shemi Avrena?
What?
The
Shemi Avrena? Yeah, it's a Gemara.
No, I'm saying,
I forgot if the Rosh... Right, it's a Rosh and a Rajba.
The reason why it passed away is because it's like rubber.
No, it's Rav and Raj, the Rosh and the Rajba, and who passed both ways.
Torah
Shekhanah, is it? Yeah. Documented? Yeah. The Bi'ur Halacha is like that. You have a Mishnah Berurah open. Open the Bi'ur Halacha and says that there are four reasons like this, you know, so you'll see. Okay. So now, the Mechaber said, what you should do is you should give it to a guy as a present. That's what the Mechaber said. Okay, again, next time we're going to talk about whether in the Tefillas Kalim aspect of what giving to a guy. But today I'm looking at the Hilchos Shabbos part of it. And that is, B'derech Klal, there's an issue to give presents on Shabbos. So why does the Mechaber say that you should give as a present to someone, to the guy, seemingly on Shabbos? You could read him that he meant you give it right before Shabbos, but why does he give a present on Shabbos when you're not allowed to give presents on Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham says, Mongaram / Machzis Shekel says that there's two exceptions. There's two exceptions when you're allowed to give a present. One is Litzarech Shabbos, and one is Litzarech Mitzvah. And over here, it's sort of a combination of the two of those. If Litzarech Shabbos, because you want to use the kli. Well, using the kli, I really could just title it. But if Litzarech Mitzvah, because I want to be Machmir I want to be the Yerush Shemayim who doesn't title things on Shabbos, so Litzarech Mitzvah, I want to not title on Shabbos. So there's a partial tzarech mitzvah, I don't want to do tefillah, and I want to use the kli. So there's a combination here of tzarech mitzvah and tzarech Shabbos wrapped together, and that's why I'm allowed to give someone a present on Shabbos, even though I usually would not be allowed to. Okay? Last thing is, in Shmir Shabbos Kechasoi, when it talks about doing tefillas kalim on Shabbos, so in the regular Shmir Shabbos Kechasoi that probably most of you have in your house, it doesn't talk about what I'm about to say. Okay, but in the new edition, what's called the third edition of Shmir Shabbos, there it has an extra little piece there, in that long footnote there, about a whole to do about Tefillas Kalim on Shabbos. And he says, he brings that Rosh Hashanah Zalman was Mesupik, if you hold that you now do Tefillas Kalim on Shabbos, whether the Kli is Muktzah to use on Shabbos. what should be the reason why it should be muktzah? He says, let's say it's a kli that has no other uses, and it doesn't have uses that are not food uses. If it had other uses, it wouldn't be muktzah, because you could use it for those things, you could use it, you know, for something else. But let's say it didn't have any other uses on Shabbos. He says, so would it, maybe it should be muktzah, because you have nothing you could do with this kli. You can't do anything with the kli, because until I play for it, I have nothing I could do with it. So Rosh Hashanah is misuppet whether it should be considered muktzah, because right now it's a worthless kli as it stands now. What did you say?
You give it to
a guy. So Rabbi Yashiv says that it's okay because you give it to a guy, and therefore it's not muktzah because since you have an eitz and had it, you could use it. You could use it to a guy. So I asked Rabbi Zucker about that. I said, tell me, what you could do it to a guy. But you know, for most people, they have a cup in their house and they didn't pay for it. They're not giving it to a guy. They're not playing. It's such a far out possibility. I'm not talking about the guy who's stuck and that's all he has and that's what he's going to actually do. For most people. Basically, they're not going to use it until next week when they're going to pay for it. So basically, for most people, it's not a clear that's really for use now. Is there a far out way that I could use it? Yeah, when there's a far out way that you could use something, then that doesn't count. That doesn't make it usable. It still looks it because there's no normal people can't use it. So he said like this. He said, when this that we say that sometimes when something is very an unusual way to use something, that doesn't make it become not muktzah. Basically, it's unusable, so it's not muktzah. He said, that's because the use that you're going to have for this clear is an unusual one. But over here, the use is going to be perfectly normal. You have a cup here. When you're going to drink out of this cup in a minute from now, you're going to drink out of it like everybody else drinks from the cup. The use is going to, you have a funny way to get to that use, which is, you got to go to the guy, and no one's planning on giving to the guy. I mean, who's going to give it to the guy? No one's thinking about that. But if you were to overcome that obstacle, if you got past that and you gave it to, you did this funny thing, the use that you're going to have is going to be a perfectly normal use. You're going to use the spoon just like everybody else uses a spoon. So it's not considered a strange
way to use. You know, that's meant to clean.
No, it's better because that's useless. You can't use this clean.
That's it. That, let me say, when something's better, not a clean, and I'm having some use, it could have a shame clean.
Maybe a variation. Okay,
so what's the result of that? I'm stopping them.
He talks about it. He compares it to things that still need hafrashas truma. He says, it's a thing that has no use right now. I can't use it, so it's muktzah, because I can't use it.
It's
for me to use it also. I can't use it. See, why isn't the giving to a guy? I'm not sure. I don't think that he talks about maybe I could. Cause I mean, now he doesn't talk about that you can give it to a guy. In this part of the subject.
I think it belongs to a guy,
Except that over here, they did actually say to you, and what you should do is give it to the guy. So it's not exactly
that. You don't say, but also that I can give it to a guy.
Raw meat mutzah.
Kosher meat.
A guy owns kosher raw meat. He could cook it.
You're right. It's true. That's true. The wrong ingredients by going on. We don't say by eating, it's not muktzah, you can give it to a guy. It's not here yet.
Okay.